The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen always captures the imagination, the various midrashim, the mishnayos, the fact that this is one of only two mitzvahs for which schar, l'man yarichun yamecha, is articulated. The famous story which led Acher, or led Elisha ben Avuya, into the realm of Acher, witnessing, according to one version, a child follow his parents' instructions to perform the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen, only to witness that child, having climbed the tree, fall and dies as part of that fall, and seeing the two mitzvahs, witnessing the two mitzvahs about which L'man Yarichun Yomecha is stated, seeing a person fulfilling each simultaneously and not receiving the divine promise, at least in this world, this drove Elisha ben Avuya to heresy, to apostasy. So, Chazal probe why it's so important, why L'man Yarichun Yomecha is promised. Are there messianic consequences for Shiluach HaKen, which there are according to one position? It's a very, very lush and colorful series of midrashim. Rabbi Elazar had a more rational view, but an extremely vital and significant one. Rabbi Elazar said that Shiluach HaKen enables an encounter between man and mother bird in her nest. He doesn't say the word nest, but he implies this, and teaches man, teaches a human being, and by the human being respecting the mother, it's almost symbolic, it's a show of deference. It's not, as many Rishonim have suggested, either to have pity on animals or birds, not to cause them undue psychological distress, or to train ourselves not to be cruel and vicious, merciless people. For Belazar, this was an opportunity to teach, to lesson man about a part of the animal kingdom, a species, which is constantly involved in Tikkun HaOlam. The language of the Medrash is, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hol V'Nisasek B'Chavodo Shel Olam U'V'Tikkuno Shel Olam Kedai Shetinatzel. The mother has to be shown some honor, some respect. Her babies can't be snatched in a cruel, merciless fashion. It reminds us of our responsibility of Tikkun HaOlam, perhaps in the modern era, in the post-Holocaust era, which has witnessed the closure and a tilt towards parochialism, coupled with a hyper-nationalism, which our return to the State of Israel and our return to the homeland of Jewish history has perhaps inspired. Sometimes we're neglectful of our universal, planetary, cosmological responsibility. As Rav Lichtenstein would always stress, the pasuk in the beginning of Bereishis, Li'ovda u'lishamra, that has many manifestations. Of course, many people would immediately associate it with environmentalism, and certainly balanced and poised environmentalism for a Jew as part of his avodas Hashem. It's not environmentalism based on gloom and doom prophecies of destruction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised us, Af tikom tevel bal timo, this is a world which is sustainable. It's certainly not based on reverence towards Mother Nature. It's based on seeing ourselves as stewards of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's planet, but it also expresses ourselves in how we view our place on this earth, how we allocate our resources, our time, our energies, our money, how we choose a profession. Rav Lichtenstein would always emphasize to us that our profession can't simply be chosen based on financial remuneration. It must be based as well on whether you're contributing to Tikkun HaOlam. And for the birds, they're contributing in a very visceral fashion. It's not just that birds are part of a beautiful, majestic nature that we're meant to preserve and we're meant to admire. But on the one hand, they build nests, and by building nests, they strengthen certain areas of the forest. They collect debris, detritus, they collect various items, and they clean the forest floor, and they're obviously part, like all animals in this great ecological chain of being. Many animals are involved in preservation, but for birds, it's more visual. And very few of us encounter beavers. Beavers play a similar role in the overall ecological system and the cycle, but for birds, we encounter it very clearly. It's a visual. And the second aspect we see is how attendant they are to their children, again, in a visual way, in a way which other animals replicate, but not as visually. With the birds, it's even more selfless, because most animals hunt for their prey, and they'll share their nutrition with their children by the by. While when the huntress will kill an animal, so the lions will partake, including the children. Or with certain mammals, that they'll nurse their children with the nutrition that they've consumed. But birds directly feed their children at their own cost. Obviously, the birds have to eat themselves to survive, to provide their own nutrition, but they will directly deliver nutrition, worms, insects, right into the mouths of their children. So maintaining the world can't just express itself through very large and grandiose concepts of preservation, conservation, public welfare. It's also raising a family, caring for a family, nurturing and nursing young children. The world has to be built not just on great ideas, but on great, balanced, healthy people who can occupy that world and can advance it on their own, with their own energies. Interestingly enough, the Medrash has a double language. The language is Holovinus Aseg Bechavodo Shel Olam Uve Tikuno Shel Olam. Typically, Tikkun Olam is the phrase that most of us are familiar with: repair, advance, enhancement. Kvodo sounds like something more artistic, maybe more religious. It's hard to know what the Medrash refers to. Is it because the birds add a beauty and an aesthetic nature to the world? Is it their music and their chirping? Is it a combination of the two? Is it something Kabbalistic, that certainly birds evoke many mystical meanings, messianic meanings, through their chirping? It's hard to know. But it is a lesson for an individual, just at the very moment that he has to partake of this world. And obviously, human beings have to partake of this world, have to marshal and harness its resources. Man is at the pinnacle of this universe, and the entire world was created to serve man, tilted towards serving man, so that his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be enabled. But at the very moment that man has to partake of this world, he reminds himself that he's a partaker, but he's also a custodian and a steward, and it's almost as if he's lessened by the birds. The birds teach him the lesson of Tikkun Olam as well as Kivod HaShel Olam.